I just told Peter, I told him, I don't know who influences him, who can influence him. Flanagan's talking to him, and I told Flanagan to tell him he had to take it, period. I was wondering maybe if you could, the reason I asked is I almost told Flanagan to get McCoy to talk to him. And my recollection is correct. I knew that McCoy was in a rival law firm, and they're probably not good friends. As soon as we finish here, you tell Martin that he is to, at my request, to call Eaton and tell Eaton that, that it's vitally important that he take it in. Incidentally, would Bill take it? Could he?
No, he can't. Okay. He's reorganizing American Express in another year or so. Bill would be available.
He'd be a hell of an ambassador. Terrific. But if you would tell Martin to call Eaton and say, now look here, this is and Martin is to say that he's talked to me, that I think it's that it is the most important embassy in the world today is Japan. It really is. The hardest to handle. See, we got a damn good one in Rush. We found with a lawyer and he'd be a great ambassador. Rush is our best ambassador to Europe. Don't you agree? You what?
With
Grimmett?
Yeah, that's right.
Although Dick was.
Very good, but he doesn't have Russia's mental capacity. Watson is a fine ambassador, but Russia's got balls and mean, like all lawyers.
Yeah, France is pretty good.
No, that's not what you're talking about. He was there in court of law, but I was very smart. I didn't know to court of law. Stayed out of that. Never learned about it, thank God. It's too complicated. Anyway, if you learn it, you all have to unlearn it now. Yeah. Mitchell's Supreme Court changes all the rules.
I don't care. It's a good man. Well, so we'll let this sit in the elevator?
Over Christmas, yeah. These fellows will enjoy Christmas, though.
Why?
What about Robinson? I don't bring back.
I see no problem in bringing him back. I think you ought to bring him back. I think that's one way to let him worry about it. How does that mean?
It accomplishes the same thing.
It's a good idea. Good.
All right.
It doesn't bring a ripple through the whole.
Yeah, fine. All right. Call him back. Call him back. Just say we want him to come back for a couple of days of interrogation.
All parts are flying across the Pacific like you're going out of style.
Later, and the holidays.
He's not in charge of that task force on the day of that.
Well, it occurred to me that he might be. One second. I don't think he's been on mine today. He got rear end on this day.
Not with that, so.
He's probably got a hair cutter. Lieutenant just got me started.
Do you want to talk about a few of these other things?
Yeah, fine. I've got to go over this to our friend Lyle at 5 o'clock and I think.
Yeah, I'll talk about that.
Excuse me about that.
That is a confidential post back then.
Sorry.
Sorry about it. I'm interested in it. I'm just surprised some of us haven't thought about it before.
Well, I thought about it back in the beginning. I thought about all those things suspiciously. Everybody had to be interested in someone. And then the way you did these little blips that would lead me to believe it was in fact in the FBI. It's bad. Just decided that there isn't any point in worrying about it. Suspicious of everybody. You've got to trust someone. So you might as well trust everyone. Get screwed for you're going to do anything after.
Protecting the military, which you shouldn't be involved with.
Well, he can't. As John was saying, they have total access. The Navy has us by the balls. He's up at Camp David. He leaves his briefcase up there. He leaves it open on the chair and comes down. You left the briefcase. You did.
Oh.
You left the briefcase at Camp David once with some incredible stuff in it. And I found out that they had lost it. and I just raised out, told them they were never to log the president's briefcase again, they were never to look at it, it was that.
They logged it?
Yeah, it was logical procedure, and it was an honest move, I'm sure, because the guy up there is too dumb to have thought of anything clever. He just, he found himself in possession of what he knew was hot property, for his own protection, logged the property, so that there would be, when he transmitted it down, he would have a record of what he had left. And, but I told him it's none of their goddamn business to log it, and, you know, they're just dead, but hell, you get those guys up there, you get these stewards, all these guys, they're in and out of these rooms all the time, they hear, incredible amount of what's discussed. We got army guys driving our cars, and they hear, you know, there's conversation in those cars.
Well, for example, I think.
On Air Force One.
I think in my case, there's got to be a, just a watch on it, I leave the briefcase over here much of the time. I'm totally open, you know, I sometimes carry it back, sometimes I don't, but I leave it right here on the floor. So anybody that comes in, I think if a woman comes in to clean this place, somebody should be standing there.
Oh, they are always.
Okay.
Secret Service agent is.
Oh, watch it.
Oh.
Mark Stan.
Hey.
Wait. Mark Stan, though, that's the one folks with, summarizing and giving them some of the specifics.
Mm-hmm.